Boom. We are live. Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Today we're talking about how to make $4,000 profit per month with dropshipping. Mike, I feel like it's going to get so dark in here. And like the
That's
next
your usual
minutes.
MO, man.
I got to do
something. It starts off bright, but then we get into the dark Joe hours.
Daylight savings. I thought Trump was supposed to get rid of that.
Well, Trump's out. So,
you think Biden brought it back in?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We'll let people sound off in the comments about that. Did Biden reinstate daylight savings behind what?
Whoever did it doesn't have my vote. I'll tell you that right now. Because I can't stand this getting dark early thing.
I heard that they were going to abolish it, but they were going to keep it like it is now, which makes no sense.
Oh, no. That's
this
not
is the
good.
Shit that everyone wants to abolish. You can't keep it like this. That's worse. But
yeah, I have like seasonal depression.
Well, you need some chromotherapy then.
I gotta get some, I gotta get like a light, like just shining on me right
like
now.
A lizard light.
Yeah, and a rock.
Yeah, there you go.
You see me podcasting from the warm rock.
Well, yeah, we're gonna talk about what it takes to get the $4,000 a month drop shipping. And in my opinion, this is a big number. This is a milestone number in your online business career. Why is that, Joe?
Once you hit this $4,000 per month, I mean, you're really at a point where if you do this consistently, you can sell this asset for six figures. And once you can sell the asset for six figures, I feel that that is a momentous step towards financial freedom.
Exactly. $4,000, in our opinion, is the stepping stone to financial freedom and to truly taking at ease. There you go. To looking like this.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, a six figure sale, it's not Andrew Tate type numbers, but you know, to me, it's nothing to sneeze at.
But you could afford the Andrew Tate poster if you're making six figures.
You can, you could splurge on it. Why
you
not?
You can join the war room. You can join the Hustlers University. It's really a point of no return, as they say, because once you know how to build a $4,000 a month asset, number one, like Joe said, the lowest multiple you're going to get selling a site in the open marketplace is probably around 25x your monthly profits. So 4 times 25, that's $100,000. You are now able to create a six-figure asset on demand. And it's one thing to have a six-figure salary. It's another thing to be able to just have someone drop six figures in your bank account in one fell swoop.
Yeah, just like that. Basically getting paid to quit your job, like a nice severance package.
Yeah, exactly. Except you could just go back and you know, you can go to Thailand, chill out for a month. But you could also just get back to the grind, make another website, get it to $4,000 a month, sell it off, and boom, you are exactly where you deserve to be. Change who you are, and you will live, and you will change how you live. Andrew Tate. So that's the idea there. So yeah, we're gonna show you the most important steps for getting to this mark. And in my opinion, this comes down to supplier acquisition and not much else, because you're going to run the ads no matter what. You're going to run ads whether you have shit suppliers or you have good suppliers. But it comes down to, can you build a website and acquire suppliers that can get you to that amount of profit per month? And Joe, this is also like $4,000 a month is not that hard.
No.
It's very, very achievable.
So I think let's say we were to start from the beginning and we were doing this now. And obviously, like, the first thing I would do is inside our course, I would watch the niche selection masterclass. Now, obviously, we're not going to watch it in this hypothetical scenario because we made it. So we're not going to go rewatch it. But once you rewatch that niche selection masterclass, the onus is now on you to really get out there and hustle. This is the part. Dropshipping is all about taking it ease. But if there's one part that requires you to hustle, It's the beginning. After you watch the Niche Selection Masterclass, you really got to go out there, get on the, you know how to make the website, you get on the phones, and you get as many price lists as possible. And that's, once you have that, once you have the good price lists, the ads and everything else should fall into place quite easily.
Right. So why don't we pull up a screen here and we can kind of take a look at what a potential set of suppliers that can make you 4K a month would look like.
How are we going to pull that up?
Well, we can browse around on the Google machine and we can theorize. Obviously, we won't know for sure because this is the thing, guys. People are here watching and we appreciate everybody watching. But the truth of the matter is, you're never going to be able to write a friggin' business plan that's going to get you to 4K a month.
I want, Mike, I'm sorry. Let me just interject here real quick because we talk about how you could beat big brands in your Google ads because they don't pay attention to what they're bidding. They're just bidding on everything. And this is such a funny example. I typed in Andrew Tate poster and someone is Redbubble is bidding this poster of two men kissing on Andrew Tate poster.
Oh, you're not. Hold on a second.
Wait. Sorry. Let me. Yeah, you can see my screen.
I just did it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. So Redbubble is if you type in Andrew Tate poster, Redbubble is serving this up. So people ask, how do you beat Wayfair? How do you beat Home Depot? This is how.
Yeah.
They don't pay attention. They just bid on everything. Their keywords, you know, their negative keywords are bad. Someone's Society 6 is serving up a John Cena poster through Andrew Tate poster.
Yeah, man. This is the point. The e-commerce industry is like, what is it, trillions or high billions? To think that you can't scrape off a couple tens of thousands of dollars in revenue to make $4,000 a month is nonsense. It is so easy to create a dropshipping store and get it to $4,000 a month. Because look at this. These are big brands here. They can't even serve a friggin' Google ad right.
No.
What does any of this have to do with anything? So, what were you going
to
say?
No, it's incredible to me. I'm glad I noticed it.
Yeah. So, we're going to get started on this. We got Justin in here. Yo-yos. Othieno says, taking notes, taking the pencil to the paper.
All right.
Top G. We got a lot of, every time we pull up some Andrew Tate stuff, people just comment like, Top G, Pudgy G.
I don't know what that means. But
I don't know what that, well, Top G is Andrew Tate.
Oh, Pudgy is he?
Pudgy G is, I guess, a play on that.
That's me, maybe. Anyway, let's search for let's start with something. Let's see how can we build our 4K.
Someone in the chat, give us a word to start with on our product selection journey to making 4K a month.
Yeah, give us a word. We're gonna crowdsource this 4K a month store.
We'll wait. And while you're at it, give a thumbs up. Helps us in the algorithm. And
Steam up. Okay. So I am Twigs. What the fuck is that? Is that Donald Duck hitting Goku?
Yeah.
That's weird. Hold on. Tulipan, can you guys judge my site? I started running ads 1 month ago. Yeah, if you send it to us, we could take a look at it. But I am Twigs here says, give us some SEO sauce. The SEO comes after what we're going to talk about today. Because if you don't have good suppliers with good margins, your SEO efforts are going to be like diluted. Like they're not going to be worth it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing with how most people monetize SEO. They do it in a way where your cost per visitor is so low. And you go watch our interview with one of our successful students last week where we talk about that. He went from affiliate marketing to high ticket dropshipping and he's doing quite well. Can you judge my site after the stream? No, we got to do it on the stream. How are we going to do
this for free? We'll do it for free, but you got to share with the audience. You got to give something back. So put your domain in here. If you write it out, it probably won't work. So just like put the name of it and then just say like spell out dot or something, and then we'll know what to go to.
So let's do
anyway. Steam. What do we want to start with, Joe? We got steam mop, we got dining table, we got steam generator. Steam mop is something I haven't heard before. So automatically, this is kind of bringing up not a great selection of products. This is like super not cheap, but for drop shipping wise, it's pretty cheap and like stuff you buy in Target. But how do we make this more expensive, or how do we get into a more expensive realm here?
Well, I mean, I would say I want to start with the filter and see.
Boom.
Thumbs up.
Jana Source, Jana Link. So it's like a janitor site.
Yeah. Interesting. Every time we do this, I'm so sick of it. Every time we do this, something brilliant comes out. Something brilliant comes out. Why do we do this for free? We should be building this site.
I know. If we just took an hour a day to like just make websites, make, right, you know, new ventures, I don't know where we'd be.
All right. Janosaurus, delivering clean. So let's take a look at some of the stuff that they're.
So they got cleaning tools, commercial cleaning equipment, material handling.
Let's go to commercial cleaning equipment here. Interesting. Pressure washers, air movers and fans. Automatic floor scrubber. Let's click this. Let's see what's going on here.
It's crazy.
So what do you make of this, Mike?
I see multiple different brands here. So we got Power Fleet, we got IPC Eagle, we got Tornado. And I think this is a great start. So now, you know, what I want to do is I want to go a little bit deeper and understand some more about this sort of industry, like the different product types that are available. And then we can look at, say, like right now, this is a store that's framed around janitor supplies.
Yes.
I want to see, are there other angles these products could be used for? Because creating a janitor supply store is one angle, but there are other angles that this could fit in the overall direction of a store. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is weird. See, I would just click this factory pure. This is weird how it's got this vacuum cleaner, steam cleaner on this other thing with like pellet stoves and grills and mobility scooters.
Yeah, is this like,
I don't like this.
This is like a factory direct type store.
This is not the angle that I would go for.
So, well, did you search? So this is another, this is Jana Link, right? So
yeah. So I
escalator hit equipment. Escalator cleaning. What does that mean?
Wow, I guess like, you know, in the mall they have the escalator, like you got to clean it. I never even thought about that.
Wow. So look up the Treadmaster 24 here.
This really blows my mind every time we do this.
I think I always think we're never going to find something new. Maybe you got to search like, well, Steam Bright Supply. Go to Steam Bright Supply. We got Buy Janitorial Direct. So this is like a clear thing, like a janitor website. This is like a freaking Yahoo store or something.
Oh, see, look, that's it, cleaning the escalator.
Oh, so it just stays at the bottom and it just,
yeah, look at that.
Scrubs.
Look at that. You know what's funny to me, Mike? We do these like, people still come to us with the same tired niche ideas over and over and over again. When we've demonstrated so many times, like how to come up with these crazy angles.
Yeah. Yeah. This is pretty crazy. So one angle you could take here would be to make a janitor website where, I mean, you basically could just, we showed you several websites that are doing this type of thing. What I like to do is I figure out like, okay, how could I make it a little bit more diversified with the product types, right? Like my one issue here with the janitor stuff is that it's all either like cleaning supplies, like cheap stuff, you know, like hand brushes and liquids. And then it's these like heavy duty pieces of equipment. I'm trying to think, how can we diversify the types of products that we sold if we stuck to this type of thing? See, so this website here, Steambrite, this is not necessarily janitor equipment. This is like, what is this? What are they kind of going for here? This is what I'm trying to understand.
I mean, it just seems to be like cleaning in general, I guess. Like it's, they have all these different categories. This site is hard to navigate, but
yeah,
it's just about cleaning everything.
It's a shitty website, but I'm trying to see what I could take away from the concept. Yeah, so it's not everything janitor. It's, what is this, train and farm? Wait, go back to the farm stuff.
Well, I don't think the janitor angle is bad because I feel like janitor covers so much. Like there's so many different janitors in so many different applications. Like you have a school janitor, you have a mall janitor, you have like a commercial office janitor. And I feel like they all are going to need different stuff. Like there's probably types of janitors I'm not even thinking about, like in a factory or a plant or whatever, you know?
100%. So where my mind was kind of going with it was you could either take the angle of going after all the janitor supplies, or you could take the angle of like, you could have say an office store and the janitor supplies for the office store is one subsection of that. But instead of just having like the equipment, now you can put in desks, you can put in air purifiers, you can put in filing cabinets. And so you have like a wider array of product types that you can sell. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I feel like,
But I'm just saying both things I think are valid. But I wanted to highlight that's, you could have either approach.
Yeah, I just feel like that there's a lot to the janitor stuff is covering already so much that, you know, you have a lot that you're going to work with there.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You can get into like, I saw they had like ramps. So like offloading stuff, right? People are going to be taking stuff in from, you know, if they're working in a warehouse, they got to have things on ramps or I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I've always thought about like every time I go to a restaurant or something and I see like a large vat of something like this. I mean, I don't want hand sanitizer anywhere near myself, but if I could be selling these, I feel like that would be pretty cool.
Until one arrives at your door by accident.
Yeah, no, but it's just refill, refill, refill. Like,
hey,
cases, you know.
That's another great point about this. But so, okay. So let's come back down to earth for a little bit. So we want to make $4,000 a month. We're going to make a janitor equipment website. Let's now really look at what some of the products are that we could sell, right? So we have the escalator cleaners.
Yeah. So are we writing this down somewhere?
I'm going to write it down, yeah.
All right.
What's air movers and fans? Like if a little kid like throws up, you got to like fan the.
I guess to dry something. Yeah.
Okay. So I like this fans because it's. We sort by. I don't know. See, this is kind of what I'm going for, right? Like you don't want to be selling like just $8,000 plus heavy equipment, right? Like you want a variety of different price points above, you know, $500, let's say. So, whoa, matting, perfect. It's not equipment. It's just a piece of friggin' fabric. So you're diversifying the amount, the product types you have on your website. It's not just all heavy equipment. Some things are simple. Some things are more expensive. And so this is what it's going to come down to, right? Let me just write a couple things down. So, fans. Fans, floor mats, escalator cleaners. What were the other things?
Well, you wrote down the mats, right?
Yeah, I wrote down the mats.
Did you write pressure washers, maybe?
Good is good.
Hold on. What is this specialty equipment? Those floor misters.
The liquidator. Solution applicators. Okay. Solution retrievers. Okay, this is so easy.
Fogger. I think this is like the mister, like in, you know,
oh, like a disinfectant fogger. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in China, how they like spray like the runways for COVID with these. You got the guys in the suits just spraying.
Well, we'll start with this. Right. Janitor website. You got commercial grade fans. You got floor mats. You got escalator cleaners. You got solution applicators / retrievers. This is more than enough to start with. If you look at all the people that are selling fans, you look at all the people selling floor mats, escalator cleaners, maybe there's not as many of those. Solution applicators, retrievers. Like, this is already so many suppliers that the job should be virtually done. If you make a list of these, you call all the suppliers, you open up janitorbros.com, you're going to get in with some of these. And if you don't, for some odd reason, there's a zillion other related product types to go into from here.
Absolutely.
So I now mean, you've taken the first couple steps.
Yeah, I mean, every time we do this, I'm honestly shocked. I know I already said that, but I feel like we have to enlist someone as our little worker bee to create these for us, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're just leaving these out on the table for people to steal, but no one does it.
Yeah, what the hell is this now? These air freshener dispensers? Time Mist, Chase, Our Fresh air fresheners. That's like a carton of stuff.
Preston says, is this the niche what y'all are doing? Or this type of hypothetical? This is hypothetical. I think the thing that always stands out about the stuff that we pick is that it's really like not sexy. It's not fashionable. Like, it's not something you would think of off the top of your head.
Yeah. But someone did. Someone gave us the random product idea.
Well, not really. They said steam mop.
I'm saying they planted the seed.
Yeah, they planted. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But not to shit on Kieran here. Kieran said dining tables.
Right. But that is just so basic. That's like a pumpkin spice latte with oat milk. That's how basic it is.
Yeah.
As the kids like to say.
Yeah. Nothing against you, Kieran, but this is what everybody like has in mind when they think about, oh, what high ticket products can I sell? And it's not to say you can't make money selling stuff like this. I mean, we've sold basic stuff. But the point is that people like run out of ideas and they think that this is like the hard part of it. When we sold basic stuff, we've sold super niche stuff, and it all works. It all works if you're willing to dive into that industry, into that vertical, into that demographic, and see like what are the little random things. Because maybe you could sell dining tables, but just going like just thinking about it in that terms, I know you're not doing this. You're just giving us an idea. But where people go wrong is they say, I want to sell dining tables. And they go after like the most basic version of that instead of trying to look for like, where are some really unique dining tables that maybe not everybody is selling? Because if you're just going to try and sell a basic wood dining table like Wayfair is doing, you're going to have a hard time probably. But even within something so basic, there are things that you can stand out with and other very related product types that you can go into. Well, now you're getting into HVAC systems,
Jim. Well, somewhat, Kareem said that in the chat. That's why I didn't really know what an HVAC system was. I guess. No, I knew like obviously about these units, but I didn't know if there's like, you know, more to it, like the duct, you know, the duct work and all that kind of stuff.
I think the thing is with HVAC systems is it's an industry that's like a plumber is going to put in something like that, you know, like it's focused to the installers. But maybe not. I mean, look at this. You got Webster on store selling these. So if you can go on Lowe's and buy one, you can go on Webster on store and buy one. It's not to say that it's totally off limits. As a matter of fact, we used to actually sell something very similar, but it was very, very specialized. It wasn't just a friggin' Rheem horizontal air flower. It wasn't an LG. It was I guess it would be an HVAC system. It was a cooling unit, you could say. But it had a very specific purpose. It was to serve a very specific thing. Do you know what I'm talking about, Joe?
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There's cooling. Huh? You know, there was temperature changing involved.
Temperatures were changing and money was being made. Those were actually some of that was one of my the supplier itself was really a pain in the ass. Yeah. But those units, we had great margins on them. They were cheap to ship. They sold really, really well. And not that many people were selling them. So we were dominating the ads for these. So you say, what about HVAC systems? I mean, yeah.
What kind of HVAC system? That's the question.
That's the thing. You got to go deeper. As a matter of fact, I would say we're talking about getting to $4,000 a month here. That HVAC type system supplier that we had, we may have been making close to $4,000 a month with them.
I mean, we sold that store for six figures.
We did. We actually were going to sell it for more, but one of our suppliers wound up being like basically a scam kind of, but yeah. It wasn't the HVAC people. Yeah. So realistically, you have a janitor website, right? If you have fans, you got floor mats, you got escalator cleaners, you got solution applicators / retrievers. All you need is a couple suppliers each making you $1,000 a month. But more realistically, what's going to happen is you're going to have one supplier that's going to be really good, and they'll probably make you a few $1,000 a month. Then you'll have another one that makes you maybe $1,000. Then maybe you have some others that pepper in, you know, $500, $300, $200. And there you go. You did it. So you need the right angle. You need an abundant amount of suppliers to go after in a variety of tightly related product types, and you need the margins, and that's it.
So Othenio Burton says, steam product is my niche, heavy duty and home products. I feel like this is, obviously I don't have all the details here, but I feel like this is missing the mark a little bit. Because we just went through this whole thing. We talked about the janitor store. And there's a feeling about having a janitor store with all the stuff that we've talked about versus heavy duty and home products. Yeah. It's just not tight. There's no tightness to it.
Nobody cares that your website specializes in steam.
If steam is not a thing. I guess I've been trying to think of a way to break this down. I guess steam and janitor, they're both nouns, right? So what separates those two words?
The way that I've been trying to frame it recently is if you say I'm an expert in steam, does that hold any weight versus saying I'm an expert in janitor equipment? I'm an authority for janitor equipment. If you're an authority of steam, who cares?
So I think if you take steam and want to put it into a field that has expertise, I would say this: dry cleaning.
There you go.
What is
right? Like you could have. I mean, I don't know if it's good or not, but you could. Yeah, you could have a dry cleaning store. You could have a janitor store. You could have like a eco-friendly store, even. Right, like there's probably like eco-friendly.
What?
The $36,000 dry cleaning machine like on eBay.
Oh well, we used to have a. There used to be a dry cleaning business in the family. So I was trying to like think back to what it looked like, and like
it looked like that.
What? This
big ass machines.
Yeah, but I remember there was like a there was like a statue, not like a statue, but like a mannequin, and like you put the clothes on it, and you know, someone would be spraying it. And then
I don't remember that.
There was like, you know, there's like these systems in the ceiling, and like the clothes come forward and there's a ticket.
That too. Yeah. Yeah. If you search like dry cleaning, like railway, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this may not be a good one. It might be a workable one, but did we hammer home the point there that like, making a store around a topic like steam is selling yourself short, because what happens is the demographic for a person that's buying a steam product for like a mall or an office is totally separate from someone that's buying a steam product like for their home to steam their clothes or something. And at the same time, you're not appealing to any, like, anything of authority. Nobody cares that you're just selling things that are steam related. So you're better off, again, having some sort of eco-friendly store where you could sell these steamers or whatever, or have like a janitor store or anything like that. So. Does that make sense, Joe?
So I'm on this website now, cleanfreak.com. And look, these hand dryers are something that could be interesting.
Oh yeah, look at that.
And I feel like their name is, you know, obviously it doesn't have janitor in it, but I actually feel like their name is pretty good. I don't know if I would want a website that had freak in the title, but I guess
with clean, it's appropriate, right? Because like you want somebody that's like neurotic about the cleanliness of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cleanliness is the only time that we allow neuroticism to go out to be acceptable a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. It's okay. But I still think, I mean, clean freak and then steam freak, like one is good and one's not.
Yeah, because one is focused around cleaning, and cleaning includes steaming.
Yeah.
Cleaning is a whole subsection of different things. Steaming is only really one thing. And so Kareem says Athenio is getting roasted. We're not roasting him at all. This is just some constructive criticism, because this is, I don't know if we're not good at explaining things. I need to take a course on like adult learning theory or something. Because I feel like we struggle to convey this idea sometimes. But really, all we could do is just show you good examples and not so good examples. And also, really, like, all it takes is to look at big websites like this and just model their angles. Right? Like we looked at the janitor store. We're like, okay, there you go. You have this, a cleaning store. There you go. So people want to get super niche down and focus on these specific things that aren't necessarily generating them extra authority by doing so.
Yeah. So we got a crypto punk here, Drozizi. When you guys sell a store, how does that work? Is that pure profit or there are some fees that take place before the acquisition goes through? So we've done it both ways. So when we sold with Empire Flippers and Quiet Light, which we have an interview with Pat from Quiet Light after we sold a store for like 650K or something. Should go watch that interview. But there was fees with that. There was 10% of the sale price. Empire Flippers is, I think, 10 to 20 at this point, depending on the profit.
I think it was max 15 that we paid. Right.
Okay. But then we've done some off-market deals where we didn't pay any fees. I hopefully have a deal in the works right now, not for a drop shipping store, but for a blog website. You know, not going to be a huge exit, but hopefully something like 60, 70.
Won't be anything to sneeze at.
The broker, for sure. The broker, I'm hoping, is going to buy it directly. So there's no fees, but obviously the sale price, you know, they're not going to give me as much as it would sell for on the marketplace. But yeah, it really depends. Those are a couple different scenarios.
Yeah. So it's really, it comes down to where you find the buyer. Realistically, it's going to be on a brokerage and there's going to be a fee involved, but that's probably where you're going to get the highest multiple and have the best chance of selling something. And then, yeah, I mean, that's how we did our off-market deals was our buyer, someone related to our original buyers, you know, they were running the website and they were like, yeah, like this is a good website. I want more. So.
And we have an interview with him as well.
Yes.
Interview with Braden.
Yeah. And sure. Another thing about the $4,000 a month, that is actually when we've sold our first site, kind of that's, I think we were probably a little bit over that. We were in like the 5,000 to 6,000 range in terms of like average monthly profit. But that's really what we did. And we've created multiple of these websites and sold multiple of these websites past this mark. So that's really what it's all about. And if you want to see how you could do it exactly and see more of our products, the exact ones that we've used to sell websites for six figures, you got to go to buildassetsonline.com/class, see our free web class on how to do that. And we have a portfolio of these websites. Joe's talking about selling a blog site for $60,000. Once you figure out how to do this thing once, the world just opens up. All you need is one $4,000 a month website and your life can be completely changed. Imagine getting just $100,000 into your bank account just one day.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time, but I want to reiterate the point. If you're not financially savvy and you get a big exit, it's going to be useless to you. We know some people that have gotten some pretty big exits and lost it all in crypto. So that's not the right move.
Well, because I think what's happening is people, they take our methods, they use them, they work, and then they think, oh, I know how to just make money wherever I go now. And they go somewhere else. Versus just doubling down on the exact thing that you know worked and you know how to do it.
Yeah. So who here is a fan of CoffeeZilla? Let me know in the chat. No, because I watched the whole CoffeeZilla interview with Lex Fridman. I don't know if you watched that, Mike.
No, I saw it. I can't get into Lex Fridman right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, he has a wide variety of guests, obviously, but
I know. I'm on a Lex Fridman like tolerance break.
Okay. Well, either way, I found the CoffeeZilla one pretty interesting. Because he talks a lot about crypto and all that, but the thing he talks about that I find interesting that he clearly doesn't have a good understanding on is, like, I guess, making money online. Like, he thinks the only way to have, he severely underestimates it, and I see why, because he spends all day exposing, like, scam artists of people trying to sell you nonsense, like Hustlers University. Like, the way he talked about Hustlers University, I've obviously never been inside of it. That's Andrew Tate's thing. But the way he talked about it was, like, ridiculous. It's like you just get access to, like, four courses or something. One is about Amazon FBA. One is about crypto. One is about, like, drop shipping. And, yeah, I feel like he spends so much time exposing people that are doing it wrong. He doesn't spend time, you know, looking at people who sell courses that are actually useful, because there are so many skill sets online that you could learn. And, like, it's once you master them, you have so much leverage because you can make money without, like, putting your time into it anymore.
Yeah. Like, you're not exchanging time for dollars, but I mean, is Hustlers University, that's like $47 a month or something.
Yeah. It's something.
So for that amount of money, is giving four courses, even if they're slightly basic, is that even a bad thing? Like, is that a scam? I don't think so. I think people need, like, cheap exposure to different business models, even though it may not give all the answers.
Right. But what I am saying is what people need to look for in an online course is, we've never bought a cheap course that we thought was, like, that great. But
yeah.
But what we have liked is when the course is kind of expensive and it's a step-by-step guide of do this. And then if you go through the whole thing and you follow it, you know, maybe it doesn't necessarily, like, you know, you're not driving around the Bugatti or whatever, but you understand how it works now. You understand, okay, I can generate revenue this way. I know how to do this. I know how to do this. And that's what it's all about. There are so many different skill sets online, like SEO, like Google Ads, that just have so much power that if you learn them, then it's so much easier than a job.
Yeah. So he's basically of the opinion that the whole industry is bullshit.
He always goes back to, oh, there's so much free, like, good stuff that you can learn on Amazon FBA. There's so much free stuff you can learn about dropshipping. And that, I don't believe that to be true at all.
No, that's friggin' nonsense, because you're paying for a step-by-step guide. Nobody's ever, like, yeah, you could probably find everything that we're saying individually in the course, like, somewhere out there, but you're paying for a curriculum. You go to school, yeah, you could probably look up every single thing you're being taught for free. But you're paying for things to be presented to you in a certain order and to be just taught through the entire process.
So all the chemical engineering stuff you learned, you could look up on Wikipedia.
The MIT courseware, dude. They have friggin' all the MIT classes are free. Why does anybody go to college? College is a scam. And that's actually true. But, you know, it's just like to make that sweeping generalization is very, very dumb. I mean, look at Udemy. Should there be a class action lawsuit against Udemy for fraud?
Yeah.
Udemy is just courses online on how to do certain things. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I would love to do a long stream and, like, react to the interview. Cause as I was watching it, I was like, oh, it would be interesting to react to this.
He should have us on. I think we missed our boat on that.
That would never happen.
I know.
But I think also, I feel like, I mean, if that were to happen, like, the audience would definitely be very unfriendly to us.
Hey, any publicity is good publicity, they say, right? So,
I mean, I would definitely do it.
Oh, of course.
Because I think there is a lot to be said on it.
Of course. So, guys, hopefully that explained everything. It's really, to make $4,000 a month, you just need the right angle, good suppliers, good margins from good price points. And that's it. You just run some ads. And yeah, I mean, we can't go into, like, how to run ads exactly here. We do cover that in our course, but this is truly, truly all it takes. And you run that for a year, year and a half, have some consistent profits, boom, selling it for six figures. So if people have any questions about that, then let it rip in the chat. If you want to tell us we're idiots, you can do that in the chat too.
Fernando says, have you heard of ChatGPT? It's going crazy right now. I haven't really looked into this, but a lot of people are talking about it. I mean, one of my friends who doesn't even do online business is like talking to me about it. And I'm not even really paying attention to what he's saying.
Oh, so it's like an AI that answers follow-up questions, admits its mistakes, challenge incorrect premises, and rejects inappropriate requests. What do you use this for, Joe?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
I'm sick of all this AI stuff. This is just like when it comes to making money online, people want to. This is. Everybody's always trying to make things more simple. Always trying to hack their way to take shortcuts. What is this needed for? To run a freaking dropshipping store, to run a blog.
Listen, like I said before, when it comes to stuff like this and executing on this in a way that you can make money, you have to have a lot of knowledge and a lot of skills all in one place because you're basically blazing a new trail. I don't have that knowledge right now. And I don't plan on getting it either. But yeah, you have to know a lot about a lot to take something that's new, integrate it into an already existing strategy of making money, and go from there. It's never like the way that people present it, like this comes out, it's going to change everything. The people that are on the forefront that make a lot of money with new stuff already know things. I talked about this a couple weeks ago with when AI generated content took over the Google search engines and prompted like a bunch of Google updates. The people that were mass generating that content, you know, they knew Python, they knew SEO, they knew about the AI, whatever, the GPT-3, like they connected a lot of pieces of the puzzle and made money very quickly, like basically fighting against the Google search, like exploiting Google. So
that's where it all went down.
Then it all went down, but that's what a lot of this stuff is and how it comes into play. How right, one yeah. use it. But it's not for me.
And that's the whole thing, right? People want these new technologies to come out or like these new ideas to surface so they can make money off of some sort of exploit. But it's nothing against anybody. I think it's just a common mindset when it comes to making money in the beginning is like you're so desperate for or you just don't have a concept of like how to put in sustainable work over time and generate a sustainable result. You're just like, I need to find that one thing that I can just do and it's going to just spit out cash.
You know what? Our friend Braden, we've talked to him a little bit about, he does some stuff with Amazon FBA, but I'm curious, like, does he even use any tools? Like, I feel like there's so many tools for Amazon FBA, like Jungle Scout and all this data you could look at, but I don't know. Like, I feel like if you know what you're doing, like you don't need to get into all this technology and all these things to make money and to do really well.
Yeah. I mean, even with the land stuff, people have these tools for doing pricing and like all this rigmarole for, you know, like isolating different, like making their mailers better and stuff like that. When it's just like, bro, just send the mail out. And it works.
There you go. That's a more relevant example, actually. I like that.
I am Twig said, did you include PayPal as a payment method when you first started? Since they often hold money, would excluding them as a method for now be okay just to get your funds up first? We did use them. when we started, them holding money was like a little bit less common. And then I remember when they held a bunch of money from us for the first time. I was like in Philly. I remember it like exactly where I was. And I was like on a light pole, like looking at my phone, like what the fuck? they held a bunch of money from us. And then at that point, we kind of put less faith in them. And then our one big store that we sold for $650,000 didn't even have PayPal on it. So It can go either way. I mean, Shopify could hold your money too, realistically. So I'm not a, I don't have a, like a solid, like do this or do that opinion on it. Yeah. Cause I mean, at the end of the day, they'll probably give you your money back, you know, and then you'll be good with that account, like for a long while. So. Kareem said, your course made high ticket econ much easier to understand and execute. We appreciate that. You making a Chat GPT account, Joe?
I don't know. I was going to see.
You know what we should do, actually?
What?
Have a bunch of Chat GPT powered YouTube accounts just like commenting on our streams. Just like driving engagement up, interacting with the people.
Yeah, we should do that.
Riley said, do you think 10K a month profit is achievable? I mean, I don't think so. I know so. Because we do it all the time. Our students do it. It's if you believe, you can achieve. ChatGPT is kind of neat. Tells you what to do. It's like an AI version of Google. I'm not really sure what you mean, but why would I want an AI to tell me what to do? They're not the boss of me. Kareem said, do you think it's worth training VAs to go after suppliers? No.
No. Again, back to what I said before. The supplier acquisition phase of this business model is the part where you need to hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what are you trying to get out of it by hiring a VA?
Because it's not really a repetitive task. It's something, not. It's like one and done.
And you're not going to land the best suppliers by having an overseas person who's not, they don't even know what the hell is going on with your business. They don't know. They're not running the ads. They're not doing anything. Maybe they're doing some basic stuff for you. They're not going to be closing the best of the best when it comes to the suppliers. You need to give yourself the best chance to close the best suppliers, period. And that can't be done with the VA. It can only be done with a very powerful person, a knowledgeable person inside the business. And that's you.
Should we try some chat GPT?
Sure. I'm not even sure what that means.
Hold on. I'm about to get it going, I think. Oh, my God. I want to verify my code.
So Kareem says, I don't mind. I mean, having them list the supplier contact info. Yeah, I mean, as long as they're not calling suppliers, I guess, then you could have them scrape stuff for you, but make sure that they know what they're doing because, again, like, taking the extra time to go and do it to the best of your ability is going to pay off. There's no reason to cut corners when it comes to doing this. And it's like, it doesn't even need to be a heavy scrape job after like the first round of acquisition. Like nowadays, if I see a supplier, I'm like, oh, okay, this looks like a good supplier. I'm just going to pick up the phone and call them right there. So. Ha ha ha. So for our listeners here who aren't watching this, what the hell, Joe?
Oh, I thought it was going to just let me ask another question. I didn't mean to do that.
Wait, oh, can you hit back there to 102?
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Joe asks, what's a good high ticket dropshipping niche to the ChatGPT AI? And it's what's its response, Joe?
It's difficult to say what a good high-ticket dropshipping niche is, as it ultimately depends on the market and what products are in demand. Some potential high-ticket dropshipping niches could include luxury goods, outdoor gear, or health or wellness products. It's important to research and carefully consider the potential demand and competition for the products you're selling. Great advice.
Yeah. Why pay for a course?
Let's try something else.
Guys, give us some questions to ask. Brian says, ask Chappy T for high ticket items.
Possible to make money online from home.
In the meantime, Bostu wants us to check his product page.
Yes, it is possible to make money online from home. There are many ways to earn money online, such as through a business or by offering services or products for sale. Some people make money online by freelancing, selling products on e-commerce platforms, or by creating and selling online courses. The key is to find a legitimate opportunity and to be willing to put in the time and effort to succeed.
Yeah. Joe, actually, why don't we go to this guy's product page? I just went to it on my phone.
Can you link it to me so I could just paste it?
Well, just type in – I didn't go to like the this everything past the slash. I just typed in sauna.bostu.fr.
Okay, one second.
First of all, I don't know why you're using a subdomain. But on my phone right now, I actually think it looks pretty good.
I'm gonna pull it up. Hold on.
He's got, I mean, this is all in French, so I don't really know what I'm reading here. But
Sauna Extérieur Jardin. Sauna Extérieur Two Personas.
That's cool.
Justine. Justine. Bonjour et bienvenue. Je bastou la référence française du bien être at du game.
You take French?
I actually did in high school, but I mean, God knows how many years ago that was.
Yeah.
Téléchargeur à la fiche d'Italie de Pod.
What is a telecharger? I mean, so the left thing is clearly like check out in one click.
Ah.
The right thing is just a regular add to cart, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think this site looks good. I think it's still missing. Like, I mean, I can't read it. That's part of the problem.
I think this site looks good, Joe.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I think it looks good.
Tog says, love your French, man. From Paris. Bam. High praise. Thank you, Tog. Well, not me, but. Damn. Yeah, I like how you got the reviews actually, like above the fold almost. You got like the check boxes that are kind of like quick things. Got some quick stats, the dimensions. It looks like it comes with installation maybe. So pretty decent. I mean, you can tell us if the store is having success.
The only thing I don't like is these add to cart buttons. The colors are not good, my friend. I feel that the colors should stand out a bit more, no?
Yeah, he said merci beaucoup.
Je suis français, on se tug. Thank you very much. Merci, BCP. I mean, I think it's very good. I would like these colors to stand out a little bit more because I think it blends in with the rest of the site. But no, it looks, I mean, you do see a lot of higher end sites using colors like this. It's not my preference though.
Yeah, I like it a lot, actually. The only problem I have here is the top bar. You don't have like a solid like navigation page. You know what I mean? And it's also on like a subdomain. Like, why is it sauna.bostu?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What's a hammam? Oh, we got a douche hammam.
I think douche is like a shower in French.
The cabine de douche. The cabine de douche. Well, what's a hammam then? Steam?
I don't know.
He made 42K in the last 45 days. That's nothing to sneeze at, buddy. You're doing about 1,000 a day. Yeah, no, I know a douche is a shower. I'm just being a douche. But anyway, I mean, at this point, I want to look at your ads account and see what's going on with that, because that's going to be really, you know, you look at how you're running the ads, you see where the potential is, where it's not, and then you just start amping it up. So honestly, if you're not a member of our course, I don't think you are, because I haven't talked to you before, you really need to get in there. And I highly, highly expect that we can have a huge impact on your business, because you're already doing things right. Your website looks good. You're making sales. So now it's just, how do you take it to the next level? And it's actually a lot easier to do that and like coach someone on how to do that versus what we were doing at the beginning of the episode, like making them understand how to create a good website. So like, this is an example of a good website, right? I don't know what Bostu means, if that means anything, but
yeah, I mean, this is a perfect example of someone that's done like a majority of the work. And then where we come in, we tell them, you know, we help them with like a few things, and then boom, to the moon.
He said he has 2K on ads in the last 45 days. So you're doing over a 20X return on ad spend, right? Spending 2K, you're making 40 something K back. So over 20. So what that indicates to me is you're in a really good spot and you probably have a lot of room to grow. Like, so, okay. It means Bastu means sauna in Finnish. So you're just cross-referencing languages everywhere. But yeah. So what you want is to turn that 2K spend into 4K spend and all the while get from 42,000 in sales to, you know, 80,000 with 4K in sales.
I'll tell you what, you Europeans, you're on the cutting edge of like next level design. Like, this is the future of a shower in a clear box with this.
Because they have no modesty, these Europeans. There's no curtain. It's in the freaking living room. Got the windows everywhere.
But look at that. It's on like,
don't give a shit.
A mountainside.
Yeah. I mean, it's 15,000 euros, though.
Yeah. It's got a diffuser of essential oils, I think. Diffuser de huiles essentiales.
Essentiales, probably. they just give up at the end of the word.
Bain du vapeur. No, this is good. I like this.
Yeah, man. Listen. You need to get in the course. That's all I'm going to say. He said he's trying to have 10 high-ticket e-com stores before the end of 2023. I don't think that's necessary, man. You have one that's working right now. You're getting a good return on ad spend already. You probably have so much potential to get this store. Like, it's not even making 100K a month yet in revenue. So the quickest thing for you to do right now is to get this store to 100K a month and beyond, which you could probably do very, very easily. Because yeah, no one else is in France doing this. Nah, you got a few French people in here somehow.
They're too scared.
Everybody's too scared. I was gonna make a joke about the French in the war, but I won't do that. He's not scared. Bostu's not scared. So the next thing you could do right now is just take this to the moon, and the path is there for you. Nobody else is going to be coming. We got this store in here right now. Nobody's going to come in and copy this. And even if they did, they're not going to be able to take it to this level, most likely. He said, nobody does it well in France. Just check the leader of the niche. I think you are the leader of the niche, sir.
Yeah, you're the leader. I can't really check it. That's going to require like VPN and like, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Well, all I could say here is I mean, you are dropshipping, right? Like, these aren't your products, I have to assume. But if that's the case, he said he's not. Are you bringing in these products? Like, he's not the leader of the niche. Listen, man, $4 million revenue a year, achievable. Very achievable. I mean, I'm not familiar with all this stuff in France, but.
Yeah, I mean, from what I understand, the French economy is one of the strongest in Europe, right? You guys are pretty energy independent. You got all that nuclear energy going. You got to grow all your own food, or a lot of it.
Joey geopolitics.
I'm just saying, it's a hot market. I might want to get in on that.
They want to talk business on the telephone, I think. Bastu and Taug.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, man. So this is a really good example of everything that we've this is the perfect way to wrap the show up, right? This person is an expert on spa goods, luxury bath products. They're not an expert on steam, on water, I don't know, on ceramic. And they have a variety of product types. They got spas, jacuzzis, saunas, showers. And they're doing it. And so the next step is do more on the ads, maybe get more suppliers, especially for what's working. If you're selling a lot of, jacuzzis, how many jacuzzi brands do you have versus what's out there? You can maybe get some SEO going. Who's doing SEO for this type of stuff in France? Probably not a lot of people. You think people are doing long tail SEO for jacuzzi spa with four person jacuzzi with jets? Probably not. So there you go. You scale up the traffic, the revenue is going to go up, and then within a year you should have a really, really nice asset to sell. He said he's doing SEO.
I'll be the judge of that.
Huh?
I'll be the judge of that. No, it doesn't look like you have. Maybe I can't. I can't read this actually. But it's a crazy how our whole chat turned French.
I didn't know we had pull in France like this.
I think we're hot with a lot of different,
The Europeans love us.
People and cultures. I think we're big in the Muslim community too.
How's it feel, Joe, to be Mr. Worldwide?
People always said I looked like Pitbull.
I'm looking at his Ahrefs right now.
He said it's optimized for SEO, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
That's a buzz term.
Yeah, that's a buzz term. I mean, having your pages optimized in air quotes is one thing, but making your site drive all sorts of traffic through SEO, relevant traffic, is another thing.
This is like a picture. Never mind. I take it back. He is on the first page for Hammam Extérieur Bois. I don't know what Bois is. He's on the first page for Sauna Exterior Design. Kabim Hammam Extérieur, number 6. Bastu, he's actually number 2. It's a Finnish word, right? It's not a French word. So it says there's 250 searches a month for it in France. But anyway,
I am a little bit concerned SEO wise about this website because of, I mean, I don't want him to go change stuff, but like how the subdomains are. Because I don't think that's the best.
So if you hit sauna exterior, it automatically jumps to a subdomain.
Let me see.
Like on the footer there?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it does when you... I don't know. That's weird. Because Google is going to treat this as like a whole different site.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was a particular reason behind this and maybe something I'm missing, but oh my God, look at this. 40,000 euros for this sauna.
He has nice pictures too, which I think is a very important point. And sometimes you can't control that because of your supplier is just going to have shit pictures. So you don't really have any other alternative. But pictures do make a difference when it comes to product optimization because, I mean, we've had plenty of suppliers that, like, for a product, they'll have, like, one picture.
There's another guy speaking French in the chat.
Dude, we must be on the friggin' front page right now of France YouTube. The French population here is just too high.
Oh, he's on Wix, he says. Okay.
Well,
you sent your website, Tulipan. Tulipan says, you never checked my website. I am unsubscribing. I would have checked it, but you never sent it.
He said like Christmas products in the friggin' the chat earlier, but didn't make any sense. We're not going to find your website like this.
You have to send it in a way where like you have to put dots. So like I would just say like christmasproducts.com. Like type it like that. Like you have to type it like this so that I can find it. I don't think it's going to let you send a domain.
Yeah, exactly. So we're trying to tell you, Tulipan. And this isn't the first time you've come in here and asked us to review the website. We're happy to do it. No, it doesn't appear.
No.
You can email us at how should they email us?
info@buildassetsonline.com. I think.
Yeah, send us the email and then we'll find it that way if you want.
Send it quick though, because it's
yeah, we're running out of time here. We've been to the moon and back with this.
I mean, I feel like the stream is just blowing up with all these Frenchies.
I know. So I wish I could read what they're saying, but
I know.
I like this right here. C'est pas du AliExpress. Wait, what does that mean? He's using AliExpress?
I don't know. I gotta like maybe I should ask Chat. I'm
on Google Translate right now.
Ask Chat GPT.
Oh, it's not from AliExpress. I almost had a freaking kidney stone.
I always want to learn.
Yeah. DM me.
I always want to learn another language, but I never continue with it because my motivation falls off.
Yeah, it's very enticing to, you know, speak 7 languages and 6 dialects.
It's just I have no reason to speak it like on a day-to-day basis, so it's hard to like continue.
Yeah.
He says, sorry for French. I will speak English for now. No, you could speak French. You could speak French.
No, we're good, yeah. We're open to any language. But I like how like sometimes you can read a language, you know, just get the gist. But it's easy to take things the wrong way, right? Like,
yeah.
A big difference between not using AliExpress and using AliExpress. Brian said, technically, let's say that if there's a thing you want to change on the website and you don't know, you could ask ChatGPT how it can code the change.
I see.
Say, ChatGPT, how do I get rid of a Google suspension for misrepresentation?
All right, let me ask it.
Wait. I think I got it, Joe.
The website?
Yeah.
All right, give me the link. Come to Paris, guys. You would love it.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I'll go to Paris. We'll do a bow event in Paris.
It'll be huge. Oh, bow.
Give me the link.
Bow. Oh, it's do you want me to say it right now?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's like ornament.
Yeah.
Opolis. Yeah. Ornanopolis. No. Number one, how do you even say that? I think it's a good idea, but realistically, you'll probably have like a struggle getting people to. The idea is you want someone to hear the name and be able to just like search it in Google later and find it. So I wonder if they'll be able to do that. So, okay, you're talking about Christmas products here. Tulipon, have you like sold anything yet? Like give me some history as to what is going on. I know you want us to review your website, but you spelled guarantee wrong. And your syntax with the
look at capitals
is screwed up.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's front and center. Like, it's not a good look.
Like, it's kind of surprising to me how often we see stuff like this, like misspellings.
Yeah.
Like, I understand if English is not your first language or whatever, but like I was telling some guy last week, if you can't speak native English and you're trying to do a business that has native English, it's going to be difficult, like, because you're just going to make stuff like this. Like, you're going to make errors like this and not realize.
Yeah. So he said the only brand that's profitable is August Schuer, a cuckoo clock brand. How many brands does he have? Can you go to that, Joe? Brands?
Yeah. August Schuer.
I mean, offhand, like, cuckoo clocks is actually like a really common thing that people think of when it comes to niches. And it's like not that great. As far as this here,
I mean, it's not super common.
It's not super common, but it's common.
Yeah.
I think this call us thing here or live chat could be a little bit more professional.
Yeah. Like the way that this is formatted, it kind of just it looks like a big block of text that's like hard to read. Like when my eye goes to this, like it all almost looks like conjoined. Like,
yeah,
the nothing, like the number doesn't pop out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know, just the way it's spaced.
Right, but you said you have a profitable brand, which is good. So that's a start. But you want to be able to have other things other than cuckoo clocks, which you do.
Now Joe Nail is in here speaking French.
Oh my God. I guess it's going to come down to your ads as far as like what's going on profit wise. Christmas ornaments, I actually haven't seen anybody do that. And so obviously it's going to be extremely, extremely seasonal. And I don't know what the market is for like $350 nutcrackers and stuff, but I think it's interesting. What's a okay? Like it's like just like a
a smoking
like do people buy this stuff here? Tulipan. So while he's answering that, yeah, this is all like someone left a 1-star review for a $35 friggin' ornament. Right. So like, Joe, what I want to see here is if you go to brands like. How many are – so Hermel is a clock. Angster Erlen is what? That's probably a freaking clock. Yep. Christian whatever that they had ornaments. What was the other thing? Dragano Kovo.
What is this?
A puff?
What is this ball?
A poof. Is he French too? What is this?
For $1,100. Can you sit on this?
Oh, yeah. It's like one of those seats. See, I mean, that doesn't look safe to sit on. But another kind of critique is that you're a bit all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, what does this have to do with it? With your products? Your coat stands? And your product naming could probably be better. Like, those balls, I didn't even really know what that was. You didn't even have, like, seat, or I don't know what, like, the product, the specific wording for it would be. But for, you know, Google Ads purposes, you want to have, like, Kovo, Koof, seat cushion, blah, 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 blah in there. Yeah, so this is a big problem people have, right? They have, like, 5 to 10 suppliers, but they're all in, like, different things, right? So you have, like, 2 clock brands. You have 1 or 2 ornament brands. You have 1 random cushion brand. And so you're kind of just scraping off the top for a bunch of random things and trying to run ads, probably at, like, a low budget. And it's hard to put the pieces together with that.
Yeah. I think, like I think you're better off just – I'm not saying you should do this, but I'm saying that if your store was all clocks, like, I don't think you're going to do great with it. Like, you might, I don't know if you can make a 4K a month store with just clocks, just based on my limited experience in the niche. But I think if you had that and you bid low enough and you did some good SEO articles, I think you could have a profitable website that you could sell.
Well, how would you build around the clocks?
Well, you'd have all the brands. Well, what do you mean? How would you build around?
Right, we're talking about, like, having related product types on there and stuff.
I was just saying, so if you have, like, say, 10 clock suppliers and it's all clocks, you have a bunch of long tail collections you can make. And, you know, I think if you did your bidding correctly and bid low enough based on your margins, I think you would have enough to where you can get it to where you're sending people to the right pages, like, at the right time, like, specifically.
Right. But you're saying that wouldn't be ideal to just have a store based around clocks.
Right. Just because I just feel like it's not, I mean, just from experience, like, what I don't think it's the best industry for some reason.
So how would we make it more well-rounded? I mean, honestly, I think also he's kind of focusing right now on, like Hermel. These are all, I think, like, based on grandfather clocks and, like, cuckoo clocks, which is predominantly German suppliers. But there's probably other clock brands for, like, other types of clocks.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm just trying to come up with a way that he can work this based on how it is.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, how do we make this more well-rounded, right?
Well, first, the name has got to go. I don't like this name at all, but I'm trying to think what's related to clocks.
Go to clockway.com.
That's done.
Yeah, so what we want to do is we want to see other places that are selling grandfather clock or just clocks in general and see what kind of store they have.
The thing with clocks, I feel like it's hard. And again, this is not something that's easy to like program into like a methodology, but I think it's hard if you're doing clocks. I think it's hard to get away from it because, like, we were talking about janitor supplies before, and within janitor supplies, you have the escalator cleaners, you have the fans, you have all this stuff. But with clocks, I feel like it requires expertise, like an authority within itself. And I don't know if there's anything like directly related to it that you could jump to.
True. And it's also a big enough industry that you could probably have a zillion different clock brands. Like, go to Home Depot, actually. See that the brown one. They could probably breadcrumb that back and just look at all their clocks, right? Like, yeah, see how they have the breadcrumb, like home decor? You know, like,
yeah,
you could branch it out with home decor, or we could just go to clocks here. And when we do a little price point filter.
Like, I just think if you go to home decor, it's going to be too.
Yeah, it opens up too many options. That's the thing, right? Like, so if we filter by, say, clocks over $300, what comes up? Right. So you could go down this route. You got Howard Miller, Ghost Coaster, Home Furnishings. There's probably a very, very high amount of clock suppliers that also sell other things too. Like, they probably don't sell clocks. They probably have other types of decor, honestly. And then that would be your store.
Yeah.
Right? So like, it's probably not worth doing it and being like, I'm going to do a decor store and find all the different types of decor and stuff like that. But if you go after these specific clock suppliers, you'll probably be left with some decor. Yeah, like here, Howard Miller, right? They got clocks. They got cabinets and bookcases. They got bar stuff. They got TV consoles, keepsakes, right?
I just think that for a clock, like, if you're going to do a clock store, it's already going to be a lot. And
Exactly.
I don't know.
There's some things where, but that's also a potential issue, right? Is like, what if clocks suck?
I think if clocks suck, you're making such a big commitment with the clocks that you're kind of beat. Like, you got to move on to something else. But you should find out as quickly as possible if clocks work. But I think there's a good chance that it will work because it's big enough. It's not like you're just doing grandfather clocks or something. It's not like you're just doing a certain specific clock.
There's enough breadth within the product type itself that you could just have a clock store, but it comes with the risk of clocks not being an ideal niche. And I lean toward that probably being the case because there's probably only so many expensive clocks. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But that's my opinion on it. And that's why we kind of don't advise having a store that's set up based on one product type. So, having a store with a Christmas angle, you're not going to make sales for 10 months out of the year. People don't care about Christmas until Thanksgiving ends, earliest after Halloween. So,
I was thinking, you know, it would be funny if you did, like, you know how, like, you have the pool stores, like, in real life?
Yeah.
And in the summer, they're pools, and then like, come the winter, it's like Halloween stuff.
Yeah, and Christmas stuff.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, so I think number one, change the domain. If you want to keep it going with the clocks, you can certainly do that. And it's not giving you the best chance of success, but you can be successful with it. But Joe, the reason I say, you know, going after decor would just be too broad and difficult. But if these other clock brands have other decor, it's probably worth listing, because if you sell any of it, then you could say, okay, I just sold a bookcase. I'm gonna get another bookcase supplier, and you can kind of work it out like that.
Yeah, I would really do it based on the suppliers, I guess.
I'm saying go after clock suppliers only, but if they have other stuff, you should list it.
Exactly, yes, and then let that dictate where you go.
Right, you gotta follow it down from there. So, Joe, we did an hour and a half, 90 minutes. How long is that in
Sacre Bleu? Sacre Bleu.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I think it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
All right. I'm done.
I thought we were going for 4 hours today. What happened?
You didn't say. Are we on Twitch?
No.
All right. So no, we're not today. Not today. Oh, take these. How would you say it in French?
Oh my god.
So yeah, guys, buildassetsonline.com/class. See what we do. See how we do it. See the products we've used to generate 7 figures in website sales. That's not even including what we're making along the way. You are making 4K a month. You sell the website for $100,000. That doesn't include all the 4K months you had along the way. So this is important stuff. Whether you're in France, whether you're in Arkansas, whether you're in Pakistan, go to buildassetsonline.com/class. Check it out. And until next time, take it easy.